March 24th, 2023. For Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Nadine Ramdas. Making headlines. Parliament votes against probe into Eskom corruption. DA says Ramakgopa's reckless remarks will reverse energy gains. And NPA gets nearly 30 million rand from private donors. Parliament has voted against forming an ad hoc committee to probe allegations of widespread corruption and criminal cartels at Eskom. It argues that the recent appointment of Electricity Minister Kgosietshe Ramakgopa and the current Oversight Committee are sufficient to oversee current energy challenges. Following former Eskom CEO Andre de Ruyter's explosive television interview where he made claims of corruption at the state entity, Democratic Alliance leader John Steenhuisen brought the motion to inquire into the allegations of widespread corruption and criminal networks and cartels at Eskom. 201 parliamentarians voted against the formation of the committee, while 115 voted for the motion. The Democratic Alliance Shadow Minister of Mineral Resources and Energy, Kevin Milham, said that Electricity Minister Kgosietshe Ramakgopa's remarks, which suggest there is no urgency to unbundle Eskom, further spread uncertainty among investors with stakes in the independent power generation projects across the country. Milham says that South Africa needs clear direction and policy certainty during a crippling energy crisis. This week, Ramakgopa embarked on a tour of South Africa's power stations, and during one of the visits, he stated that corruption was not a significant factor in Eskom's problems. The DA wants President Cyril Ramaphosa to rein in Ramakgopa and provide the new minister with a clear set of expectations. While the National Prosecuting Authority amends its donor funding policy, it has already received close to 3 million rand in donations. According to Justice Minister Ronald Lamola, the NPA is in the final stages of approving an amended NPA donor funding policy that will be aligned with the National Treasury donor funding guidelines and regulations. In response to a written parliamentary question, Lamola said that the NPA had delegations from its accounting officer to accept donations in kind below 2 million rand. Lamola said the in-kind donations received so far in the current financial year amounted to 28.8 million rand. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. Polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.